Extra, extra! Hear the big town story headline, The Prisoner's Song. Extra, extra!
Get away from that door, Wilson.
Danny, don't. Don't use that gun.
Hold Mrs. Young, Lorelei.
No, no.
Step aside, Wilson. I'll give you till I count to 10. One.
You've got 5 minutes to confess and stop the execution of Johnny Young.
Move. Two.
The warden is waiting in his office.
I ain't going to the chair. Three.
Yes, hear this big town story of an innocent man's final hours, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. It's another story of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, that it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and tonight's dramatic story of an innocent man's final hours in the death house, captioned The Prisoner's Song. Listen to the story of Johnny Young.
Johnny Young's gonna die in the chair tonight. Only the good die young. Yes, the screw's gonna burn Johnny Young tonight. Only the good die young.
Here he is, Mrs. Young. You got 5 minutes.
Johnny. Why don't they make that man in the next cell stop singing like that?
It's okay, Mary. He's going to the chair, too, tonight. They let him have his guitar. He wanted it instead of his supper. And I kind of like it because he ain't afraid to die.
Don't give up hope, Johnny. That newspaper man, Mr. Wilson of the press, still believes you're innocent. He's coming here.
Yeah. Yeah, the warden told me.
He's trying to help.
Yeah, but you know what he's trying to do, Mary? Prove your brother Danny killed that cop.
He's wrong about that, Johnny. He has to be wrong. Danny couldn't... wouldn't keep still and let you die.
Sure, honey. He's your brother, and you've been father and mother to Danny. I couldn't believe it either if I was in your place.
I wish I could take your place, Johnny.
Only the killer can take my place.
Mr. Wilson will find him.
I almost hope he doesn't find him, Mary.
He seems so sure that he can.
Well, he hasn't much time. 4 hours to go.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny.
Crying ain't gonna do any good, honey.
I know. I'm sorry.
You stopping at Big Kate's on the top of the hill?
Yes. Just for tonight. Mr. Wilson asked me to.
Uh-huh. Kate give you the big room overlooking this cell block?
Yes.
I hear she always does. Ever since she had it herself and watched when her husband went to the chair.
Don't. Please don't, John. I'm sorry I can't be as brave as you.
Well, it's because you've got the hardest part. Going on after. Where's Danny?
Outside. Waiting.
How's he taking it?
He's been drinking. Doesn't eat. Can't sleep.
You know... Tell him he's welcome to my clothes. They'll fit him like a glove.
No, Johnny, no.
Why not? I'll only need my one blue suit.
Because I know what you're thinking. What Mr. Wilson thinks, that Danny wore your brown suit that night the cop was killed.
Oh, forget it, Mary. 12 good men and women thought different. Because my coat was torn and I had no alibi.
I know you didn't do it, Johnny. Couldn't do it. Any more than Danny could.
Sure. Sure, honey. Look, your time's almost up. You'd better go now. You're tearing yourself to bits.
No, Johnny. Don't send me up to that house on the hill. Let me stay here with you as long as I can. As long as I can.
They say there's a newsman fighting a fight for the truth about Johnny Young. But he sure gotta get it. Get it right tonight, cause they're burning Johnny Young. Though they're burning Johnny Young.
Johnny anything coming up, Wash, Miss Gilpine. I guess that'll be as far as I can hack you.
Nice driving, Harry. You made it from Big Town in an hour without breaking a rule of the road.
Yes, Harry, and just stop at the gate. I want you to drive Miss Kilburn up to Big Kate's house on the hill.
What about this Johnny Young guy, boss? You still figure he's innocent of shooting that cop?
Yes, Harry. And so do the prosecutor and the warden.
Well, then how come he ain't got another stay of execution?
He was duly tried and convicted, Harry.
Uh-huh. And the guy had no alibi.
And even alibis can be framed, Harry. We've got to get proof. New evidence or the confession of the actual killer.
Holy moly, it's 8 o'clock. You only got 4 hours to do it if he goes at 12.
Yeah, and we've been working on this for months.
It was the last hours, perhaps the last few minutes, that are going to spell success of my plan or its failure, Lorna.
We mustn't fail, Steve.
Only time will tell. So little time.
Anything I can do besides hack Miss Kilpine up the hill?
Well, there's very little any of us can do, Harry, except Johnny Young, his wife Mary, and her brother. Okay, Ron, I'd better go in.
Oh, golly, Steve. Through those gates pass the truly tragic people of this world.
Yes. Often driven by circumstances beyond their control. Heredity, environment, blind chance.
Oh, look. Coming out of the main gate. Mary Young.
And her brother and Danny are supporting her. But wait, I don't want you to talk to her until she gets up to Big Kate's heartbreak house on the hill.
Oh, it's going to be so cruel, Steve.
Far better an hour of anguish than a lifetime of remorse, Lila.
But what if she won't talk to us, won't listen?
Well, Big Kate is going to arrange that. I think she can.
How soon will you be up at the house on the hill?
As soon as I've had a last talk with Johnny Young.
Well, will they let you see him in the death house?
The warden has given me special permission. Now go ahead with Harry up to the house on the hill, Lila. It's 8 o'clock. Only 4 hours left to succeed or fail.
Time's running out at the clock at the gate. Hurry up, newsman, you're gonna be late. The law's gonna make a big mistake. And poor Johnny's soul, the Lord will take. Poor Johnny's soul, the Lord will take.
Visitor for you, Johnny. I'll have to lock the cell door, Mr. Wilson. Regulation.
It's all right, Guard. Thanks. I won't be long.
I'll be down the block. Call when you're ready to leave.
Thanks, Guard. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Thanks for coming and all you've tried to do, but you're wasting your time.
I hope not. Mind if I sit down?
Sure. Sorry I can't offer you an easy chair. They only got one here, and they're saving it.
Johnny, I'm not going to ask the impossible. I'm not going to ask you to forget that chair beyond that green door at the end of the corridor.
They've been testing it. I could hear it.
Johnny, you know, there's only one chance of stopping it.
I'm not sure I want that chance, Mr. Wilson.
Your wife visited you a few minutes ago?
Yeah. It's tougher on her than it is on me.
Well, not as tough as it will be if she learns the truth after you're dead. Then comes to realize she could have helped stop it.
That's the only thing I'm afraid of, Mr. Wilson.
Sooner or later, Johnny, her brother Danny is going to crack.
Yeah. Yeah, he's drinking. Can't eat. Can't sleep.
Well, for his sake and for the sake of the sanity of your wife, Mary, we've got to crack him. Get his confession. Tonight.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm taking the easy way out. It isn't so tough when you know you never did anything wrong. But what can I do but sit here and wait?
Tell me just one thing, Johnny.
What's that, Mr. Wilson?
Did your brother-in-law, Danny, make a habit of wearing your clothes?
Yeah, but even if he did, that night the cop got killed and died with a button torn off the coat in his hands. Danny didn't do it to frame me.
No, Johnny, there was no premeditation in Danny's killing that policeman in the struggle for the policeman's gun. But there will be premeditation if he lets you die tonight. And even if he lives, he'll suffer the torments of damn, Johnny.
Yeah. And it'll kill Mary. But what can you do?
I'm going from here up to Big Kate's heartbreak house on the hill, Johnny.
And do what, Mr. Wilson?
I may have to lie and cheat and trick your brother-in-law. May have to smash your wife's blind faith in her own flesh and blood. But I'm going to get a confession out of Danny before midnight tonight. So long, Johnny. Guard, I'm ready to go.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. I heard what you said. Good luck to you. We're all kind of pulling for Johnny around here. Even Singing Boy over there in the other cell.
Hurry up, newsman, get on with the fight. Or Johnny will die with me before daylight. Johnny's going to the Lord with me before daylight.
Thus, Steve Wilson leaves the prison for the House on the Hill to undertake a heartbreaking task. And for the dramatic developments, we'll return in a moment to our Big Town story. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Because of its purifying ingredient, Life Boy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Yes, and it's mild, safe, even for babies' tender skin.
No wonder Life Boy Health Soap is used in the homes of 40 million Americans.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive, protects you as no other leading soap can. So bathe with Life Boy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's dramatic newspaper story captioned The Prisoner's Song.
Oh, Danny. 10 o'clock. 2 more hours.
Come away from the window looking down on the prison, sis. Watching ain't gonna help.
What will help?
Maybe that news guy Wilson will get Johnny another stay.
No. Mr. Wilson told me there's no hope of that.
Then why'd he ask you to come up here? Stay here in this dump. Keep up your hopes.
I've got to keep hoping or I'll die or go mad, Danny.
Don't talk like that, sis.
I mean it. Because I know Johnny's innocent. I couldn't go on living if Johnny dies for something someone else did.
I suppose you think I did it, like Wilson thinks.
No. No, Danny, you couldn't. Even if you did, not meaning to, you wouldn't, couldn't let Johnny die.
Who'd that be?
Maybe Mr. Wilson.
Tell him to beat it. He's ruined you enough for stories in his lousy illustrated press.
Oh, no, he's trying to help us. Come in.
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Young, but Rosemary forgot to tidy up the bathroom.
It doesn't matter, Big Kate.
Yeah, we're leaving right after 12.
Well, just the same, please let Rosemary tidy up. She feels so bad about forgetting things. She's always forgetting things.
Then why don't you fire her?
You'll understand when you see her.
It's all right. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
Okay, Rosemary, you can come in and tidy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly. I'm Rosemary for Remembrance. I've come to tidy everything up. I'm so happy. So happy am I.
What are you so happy about?
My sweetheart is coming out soon. Very soon. Isn't he coming out very soon, Big Kate?
Yeah, honey. Almost any day now. So you finish tidying up Mrs. Young's room and go make yourself pretty.
Oh, yes, I must be pretty when he comes out. Prettiest when I was young. He'll remember.
I remember, for I'm Rosemary for Remembrance. And happy we will be. Happy we will be.
What do you got that wacky around here for?
Danny, don't talk like that.
It's all right, Mrs. Young. Won't hurt Rosemary's feelings. She lives in a beautiful world of her own. She's lucky. The happy world of make-believe.
What do you mean?
My sweetheart is never coming out of that prison down there.
A lifer?
No, he came out years ago in a box.
Electrocuted. Dead.
Shut up. What are you trying to do to my sister? Get out. Get that dizzy dame out of here.
No, Danny, don't. Don't hurt her. I may be like that. Let her be. Let her have a happy dream. Let her be.
Sis, get away from that window. Quit staring down there at the prison.
No.
There. Now everything's tidy and pretty and nice. Oh, you're pretty, too. Is your sweetheart coming out soon?
Yes. Yes, Rosemary. Soon.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Miss Kate has promised me this room when my sweetheart comes out of the gates and up the hill. Out of the gates and up the hill.
Get her out. Get her out, or so help me.
Stop it, Danny. Stop it.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing, Rosemary. This young man just has things on his mind. Go pretty yourself.
Oh, yes. I must keep myself young and pretty. For my sweetheart is coming soon. 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 Very soon.
What's the idea, you old hag?
Danny!
Shut up, sis! What's the idea of that act?
It wasn't an act, young man.
You're a liar. Who put you up to it? What do you mean by that crack? I got something on my mind.
You have, Danny. You must have, or you wouldn't act this way. You wouldn't be so cruel. It's not like you.
Oh. So they've turned you against me. Made you think I killed that lousy cop.
Did you, Danny?
No.
Accidentally?
No, I tell you.
Not meaning to?
No, I told you before. And nothing they can do will ever make me say any different. I ain't gonna take Johnny's place in the chair.
No. No, Danny. You couldn't ever do that because I've always known in my heart Johnny doesn't belong in the chair. You can't take his place because he's taking yours.
No, sis. Don't believe it. They've lied to you.
No, Danny. I've lied to myself all the years I've tried to be father and mother and sister to you. Forgive me, Danny, for letting you be so weak. So weak.
Get away from that window. Keep away from that window.
No, Danny. Come here. Come wait with me.
No. I'm getting out. Leaving. Going back to Big Town now.
No, you're not, Danny boy.
Who's going to stop me?
I'm going to stop you till Mr. Wilson gets here.
Wilson? So he's coming up here. This whole thing is a plant, a frame.
Call it what you like, but I say you're staying, and I'm Big Kate and strong enough to make it stick.
All right. Let Wilson come. I'm not talking. I'm not confessing to killing that cop.
If you don't, you'll wish you had.
Please, please, Big Kate, let him go.
No.
Then leave us alone. Let me talk to Danny alone.
All right, Mrs. Young, but I'll be waiting for Mr. Wilson in the hall outside this door.
And all ain't well. If they burn Johnny Young, somebody's gonna go to. Gonna walk his life in a pool of pain. Cause the truth he didn't tell. Cause the truth he didn't tell.
Any word from up on the hill, Chaplain?
Not yet. But this last hour is the one that will tell.
I sure hope so.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Chaplain.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine. Except I'm worried about my wife, Mary.
She has great strength, Johnny. Great faith. For all her gentleness, she is the mother of earth, the rock that shelters, and upon whom all tides of adversity break. Fear not for her, nor for thyself, but for him who holds in his hands a decision which belongs to God.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lead me to pastures by water still. Unless something gives up there on the hill, up there on the hill.
You've done, Big Kate.
Glad to do it, Mr. Wilson, Miss Kilburn. But I don't mind telling you, it's the toughest thing I ever had to do.
I'm sure it was, Big Kate.
It may be harsh and cruel, but there seems to me to be the one case where the end justifies almost any means.
Yes, but that poor girl's having her heart torn to pieces.
Is she convinced her brother is guilty?
Yeah, I think so, from the way he's acting.
It's a quarter of 12, Steve.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes to go. We can't wait any longer. Is the door locked?
No. Never dare put a lock on this door. Too many things have happened in that room, looking out over the prison, the folks, waiting for their kin to die.
All right, come on, Lorelei. Get close and stay close to Mary Young. We're going in.
Wilson, get out of here.
No, Danny, sorry.
Get out of here and leave my sister alone.
Please, Danny, Listen to Mr. Wilson. There's so little time. So little time.
Wait, Mrs. Young, wait.
Get out, Wilson. Get out, or so help me.
So help you if I do get out.
You're not going to needle me into a confession?
Then you no longer deny your guilt.
Get away from that door. I'm getting out of here.
You may get out of here, but you can't get away from yourself.
Maybe not. But I ain't taking Johnny's place.
Call him Mr. Young. Stop calling him Johnny. That's reserve in this hour for his loved ones and his friends.
Shut up!
No, listen to me if you won't listen to your own conscience. The nickname of Johnny was given to him in his life. It'll die with him in this final hour. They don't carve nicknames on stone. Don't soil an endearment with a coward tongue.
I'll show you who's a coward. Get out of the way.
Oh. A gun. The real coward's magic wand of power.
No, Danny, no.
Mrs. Young, wait.
Hold her, Laurel. I keep her out of this. Let's see if Danny has the courage to do with that gun what he wants the law to do to Johnny Young. 5 minutes from now.
Thus, Steve takes a desperate gamble in a final effort to save the life of a condemned man. In a moment, the tense and dramatic showdown. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Because of its purifying ingredient, Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Yes, and it's mild. Safe even for babies' tender skin.
No wonder Lifebuoy Health Soap is used in the homes of 40 million Americans.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson as he faces a desperate young man with a gun in tonight's strange and gripping story of The Prisoner's Song.
Get away from that door, Wilson.
Dad, don't use that gun.
Hold Mrs. Young, Lorelei. Keep her out of this.
No, no.
Yes,
no.
Mrs. Young. Leave this to Steve.
Step aside, Wilson. I'll give you till I count ten. One.
You've less than 5 minutes to stop the execution of Johnny Young.
Move. I'm counting. Two.
The warden is waiting in his office, Danny.
I ain't going to that chair. Three.
There was no premeditation in the killing of that officer with his own gun.
What's the difference? They'll burn me anyhow. Four.
Not if you confess.
I ain't chancing it. Five.
You haven't what it takes to let Johnny die.
Shut up! Six. Move or so help me.
No one can help you, Danny. No one in all this world. Not your sister Mary, who mothered you. Nor Johnny, who's ready to die.
Danny! Danny! Danny!
Seven. Eight. Nine.
12. It's 12 o'clock. Stop it. I did it.
Oh,
Steve. It is 12 o'clock.
Get on the phone, Lorelei.
But it's too late.
Dial the warden, Lorelei.
Why, Steve?
Because I arranged with the warden to have the prison clock set 5 minutes fast.
Don't worry,
Johnny Young, the warden got the truth. The screws don't have to strap you in, cause the newsman's got the truth. The killer was your hidden low kin. He saved himself and he saved his skin. He kept you off that heavenly train. He kept you off that heavenly train.
So ended another story of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
Say, Dwight, mind if a newspaper man makes a suggestion?
Why, go right ahead, Steve.
Well, every good reporter knows that why is important. Say why, Dwight.
Okay, here's your why, Steve. After 820 scientific tests, the doctors say Life Boy's purifying ingredient is what makes the difference. That's why Life Boy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
That's right, Dwight. And it helps explain why Life Boy Health Soap is used in the homes of 40 million Americans.
Next week, the makers of Life Boy bring you a hard-hitting story entitled The Charity Killers, another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of Fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauly as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn, and is written and produced by Jerry McGill. In tonight's Big Town story, we are proud to announce the singer was Josh White, one of the truly great balladeers of our times, who will be heard at a special concert at YMHA Hall, New York, on February 27th. Special music for the prisoner song was composed and arranged by John Gart. Next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Steve Wilson and the story of the charity killers, brought to you by Life Boy Health Soap. Extra, extra.
Lever Brothers Company have amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Weiss, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.